Hello, and welcome back to Reservoir's Bible Guide podcast for Lent 2018. This year, during the Lenten season, we're exploring the book of Revelation, focusing on our identity as children of God in a fractured world, and looking for hope as we resist the worst of our times and let Jesus center us. My name is Helen Lee, and I'm on staff here at Reservoir Church. This year's Bible Guide was written by Steve Watson, senior pastor at Reservoir, and I'm happy to share it with you here in podcast form. Thanks for joining us. A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6a. After this I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open, and the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne, with one seated on the throne. And the one seated there looks like jasper and carnelian, and around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. Around the throne are 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones are 24 elders, dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their heads. Coming from the throne are flashes of lightning, and rumblings and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne burn seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the throne there is something like a sea of glass, like crystal. Some points of interest here. A door stood open. Heaven in the New Testament isn't a particular place or time, certainly not just some realm in the skies where dead people go. It's the sphere of reality where God lives and rules, both outside of space and time as we know it, and yet accessible in our space and time as well. Mysterious but accessible, the door is open. In the Spirit. Chapter 4 begins the first of seven visions which make up most of the rest of Revelation. John's vision is described metaphorically as a journey he takes into heaven, God's realm, to see what's going on with God behind the scenes of what we see on earth. There in heaven stood a throne. This throne room scene feels like a mashup of two places familiar to John, the center of a temple and the center of a palace. From the Jewish temple in Jerusalem and the imperial cult of the Roman Empire, these centers of beauty and power and mystery were familiar to John. The Old Testament often pictures God living in a temple or ruling from a throne. Each time, the writers go overboard with the imagery to communicate that God is more powerful and more beautiful than anything they have yet seen. At least one goal of this imagery is to recenter us. No president or boss is the center of power on earth. God is. And no celebrity or marketing prop most radiates beauty. God does. Jasper and carnelian. God's looking pretty fly. Jasper is a stone that, when clear, sparkles and flashes, and carnelian is a deep red. What this evokes for me is that God is stunning and beautiful. On the one hand, absolutely transparent, with nothing to hide, and on the other hand, possessing the depth and power and light of fire. A rainbow. Above everything that is powerful and mysterious and fierce around this throne is a beautiful green-hued rainbow. Dating back to the ancient flood story in Genesis, this has been an image of the kindness and mercy and promise of God. Around the throne are 24 elders. God isn't ever alone in this temple or throne imagery. There are always loads of messengers and worshipers and helpers. Here, God's council or cabinet is two groups of 12, perhaps representing the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 first apprentices of Jesus, representing Jesus' whole Jewish heritage and the worldwide church of Jesus. Lightning, thunder, torches, sea of glass. The throne of God also is never a dull place. It's electric with power and busy with God's Spirit going out, symbolized by messengers or angels or flashes of lightning. And yet, it's somehow still peaceful. The ocean for Jews was a place of terror. Here, it is replaced by a sea of crystal glass, still and beautiful. A spiritual exercise. This week, we have the image of Jesus knocking at our door and of Jesus pictured as a strong lion and also as a vulnerable, slaughtered lamb, being our picture of the nature of God and sitting at the center of our worship. So this week, we invite you to welcome Jesus to knock on your door, to center your life, and to shape your vision of God. Imagine for a moment that Jesus is taking you to see what God looks like. Center your imagination on one of today's images of God's beauty or power. Hold that picture for a few moments. Notice if anything changes in your mind or body or feelings. A direction for prayer. Pray for your six, that however close or distant God has seemed to them, they would come to see that God's door is always open. Pray that their greatest ever experience of power or beauty would become an image of part of what God is to them.